not going to sing. I've just been asked.
Oh, have you? I was going to say.
Oh, no. News, news. I'm going to sit down as well. Right. My photos of a nebula. I tend to use the word nebulous a lot. So the nebula came to mind. But actually, the reason I wanted to use this image is I'm researching the use of music with people with dementia, and I just think music's universal, so the nebula's quite a good photo to use. This particular nebula is also a nursery for baby stars, so I thought that was quite good because there's a lot of learning and lots of things come from that. So my rationale behind my research project is that I've worked for Alzheimer's Scotland nearly 14 years and use music an awful lot, as do staff with people with dementia. Use it in daycare, home support, we use it in our dementia cafe and see the benefits and the positive impact that has. Also, the effect it has on people's communication. I'd done an essay for my diploma on communication and the use of music, so it's always been a bit of a passion. And I suppose for me, music isn't just... I know my mother-in-law, because I was doing the cafe on Friday, she says, oh, they like music, don't they? And I thought, well, no, they don't. Everybody likes... Well, not everybody likes music, but music has an impact on people. Memories and reminiscence. It helps people sort of be in the present. And so I was really interested in using music. So my original sort of thoughts about what the research would be about was to look at, can we extend the positive impacts that I see when we use music into the home for the care and the person with dementia? And there were lots of other little questions, but it was far too much. So it was distilled down into, is music the best medicine, and the use of prescribed music to increase quality of life for people with dementia and their carers? So how do you go about doing that? I looked at, well, I suppose what I came up with my ideas first, then you need to look at the literature review and see if anybody else is doing it. So the plan was to use MP3 players for people with dementia with headphones, so that means they can isolate the music and they're not disturbed. And I would use personalised music. There's been different studies on the use of music that people don't necessarily like and doesn't seem to have an effect, which isn't really surprising. So I wanted it to be personalised music. I also wanted them to listen to it at a time that would suit them. And so it would be prescribed every day for a certain amount of time. I suppose the difficulty is I wanted it to be person-centred, so the participative action research really fitted mine really well, and also qualitative research that looks at the experience of people rather than at numbers and things like that. So one of the difficulties, I suppose, with participative action research is that people are involved in determining things. So when I did my information sheet, I couldn't write it'll last for 30, 45 minutes. It's quite vague, and I think that's quite difficult when you're working with people with dementia, because you know, you're sort of saying, well, you might be listening for a week, you might be listening 10 days. So that's an aspect of the research that has been quite difficult, and I suppose the responses to the information sheet, when you're trying to explain that to somebody who's not quite sure what you're talking about, isn't easy. So I suppose I could have made it easy for myself, but I never do. My assumptions about the research are that participants can express how they feel. They can be involved in the design. They can be involved in the study and the questionnaires. One of the things with the feedback for this research is I want to use like emotional touch points using words, but I don't want them to be my words. I don't want them to be, you know, they feel happy or whatever. So I've got a discussion group with people with dementia, and I'll use photos to prompt and evoke words that mean something to them. And then that will be put onto a feedback form, so when they've listened to the music, they can tick, you know, how they feel about it. I looked at maybe using that with carers, but I think they appear to be okay with a diary, keeping a diary of how the person is. So it's about capturing experiences. And what else have I got here? Yeah, I'm also going to, so they'll be listening to music for a week or 10 days. My original plan, it was going to be 2 weeks, but looking at timelines, that's never going to happen. So it's a week to 10 days, but it's up to them at the end of the day, which is a bit difficult, really. I'll also do semi-structured interviews after the listening period with each participant, and see how it has affected the person and hopefully get some results. So where am I in the process? Well, originally I wanted 8 couples to participate. I have 5 couples, and although I had my black moment, it's better than nothing. And when you think about it, that's still 10 people to do a semi-structured interview with. They've chosen the music, they've chosen the time of day, so it's a bit like a prescription. And we've agreed when it will start, which will be November the 13th. I've got a discussion group on Wednesday afternoon this week for the people with dementia, and on Thursday morning for the carers. So I never thought I'd get to this point, I must admit. It was a bit of a struggle. So they'll have a period of listening, and then there'll be a washout period. I think that's a research term. But it's just really to compare how they are. You know, is there any difference between when they're listening to the MP3 players and when they're not? After that, we'll have the semi-structured interviews and take it from there to disseminate information. So I just thought the nebula was, seen as it's rather nebulous as well. But, so that's my research.
Thank you, Jane.